We're here at the end of the second run round Malin Head. That is stage four of the Donegal International Rally for 2025. Now, there is a bit of a delay. The first car was due here at 2:30, but there was a delay this morning which carried into this afternoon. That's now evident as well. So it's, what, near 3:05? After 3:05, actually. So there is a hold-up here of about 30 to 35 minutes. The last of the course cars with officials on are starting to come off. So we will see the leaders very, very soon. But we're just dropping on to give you an update as to how things are standing here after the opening loop on day one, with almost 39 of racing kilometres completed by the crews, the defending champions Callum Devine and Nolo Sullivan in the Skoda RS. Rally 2 leads here by 7.1 seconds. They were quickest on two of the three stages this morning, and the Derry-Kerry partnership are already in control at the head of the timesheets as they go to the second loop. Marion Evans and Jared Conway, who finished second last year, currently sitting second in the first of the Toyota Yaris cars. As we said, they are 7.1 seconds adrift going into stage four. Third is William Creighton and Liam Regan, two Yarises in the top three. The leader of the British Rally Championship is a further 3 seconds behind Evans and 10.4 behind the leader, Devine. Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes won here in 2022 in a Hyundai. Currently in their i20, they sit in fourth position overall, just 0.8 of a second behind Creighton. Hayden Padden and David Moyne, and the New Zealand and Fermanagh partnership. Padden, of course, a two-time European champion and a former winner on the WRC stage as well. He had a spin and lost a bit of time in the opening loop. Fifth overall, 1.5 behind Moffat, and currently sits 12.7 seconds adrift off the leaders. David Kelly and Arthur Cairns, sixth overall in the Volkswagen Polo. There was a bit of confusion around the times off the Donegal driver earlier, where they did have him on the sheets leading at one stage. He said the cards with the time on was out by about 10 seconds. It actually turned out to be 20 seconds. So we had him second overall earlier. He's now dropped down to sixth. David Kelly in the Polo currently 14.8 seconds adrift off the leader, Devine, and 2.1 adrift off Hayden Padden, who sits in fifth position. Declan Boyle and Patrick Watch in the Skoda are seventh overall, leading Declan's son Michael, with Dermot McCafferty on board by 5.8 seconds in the battle for seventh. John Armstrong and Shane Byrne, who are competing in this event in the M Sport Ford Fiesta, they sit ninth overall after dropping 8 places on the last stage because they had differential issues and they had to drive the first stage round Coolcross, which was stage three, with front wheel drive only. They lost about 30 seconds. They trail Callum Devine by bang on the nose 30 seconds and are 1.8 seconds adrift off Michael Boyle. But we now wait to see what John Armstrong is going to do in this next stage, because remember, he was joint fastest with Callum Devine on the first run round Malin, and he was fastest on the second stage. Lost time on the third. We wait to see what he's going to do here on Malin once again. Then the top 10 has been wrapped up by Kevin Eaves and Chris Melly in the R2 Fiesta. They're a further 5.8 adrift. We'll just take a look at some of the other names inside the top 20. Local men that we know of, Aidan Wren, Paddy McCrudden, 12th. Ryan Locker and Dale McGettigan, 13th. Ryan McHugh and Declan Boyle, 14th. Matthew Boyle and Gary Byrne, 15th. Then we have Kevin Gallagher and Ryan Moore, who are 16th overall in the Darien. They lead Class 14. They had issues as well on Coolcross, and in that class, they have an advantage of 9.9 seconds from the escort of Colin Donoghue, with Donegal man Evan McBride on the notes. They sit 17th overall as well. Gary McPhillips and Paul Sheridan are 18th. Niall Devine, 19th. And Marty McCormick sits in a 20th position. While further on down the leaderboard, we're just going to take a quick look to see how the Stellantis Cup men are going. Kyle McBride and Darragh Mullen in the Peugeot 208. They're in home territory down here in any showing on day one. They're 36th overall, but more importantly, from a class point of view, they are leading that class, and they have a total time of 22 minutes 50.9 as I scan down through to see who is second in the class. Jack Harris and Arno Regan are second in that class, sitting 43rd. Third overall, and they have a total time of 23:17.8. So what is that? 10? Well, 20. Round about just under 20 seconds is the advantage of Kyle McBride at the moment. It's actually more than that. It's about 27 seconds is the difference there. So Kyle McBride with a 27-second advantage in that Stellantis Cup class. So that's the picture for you at the moment as we continue to wait on the leading cars to come off Malin Head. Weather-wise, it's warm. It's going to make for quick racing, so it is. Where's the sun at the moment? It's gone in behind a couple of the clouds. There is a threat of rain to come later on. There was a couple of spits of rain earlier before service in Carndonagh. It is warm, but it's not the searing hot temperatures that we were told we were going to get. We were told to bring the high factor sun cream and everything with us, but that's not the case this afternoon. But it is still making Donegal, and particularly Inishowen in the Peninsula, looking glorious today and leaving it fantastic weather for the competitors in one way. It's going to be very hot in the car, but for the spectators who are out in their thousands, massive numbers here in Inishowen, and they're staying in the stages too, which is good because it means everybody can flow around between service and the stages a bit better. And Aidan Harper said this earlier from Motorsport Ireland, saying that he's never seen crowds like it in Inishowen before. It was big last year in Malin. It was even bigger this year. So they're all out and they're all obeying the marshals. And if you are out, obey the marshals, abide by the rules, and everyone will have an enjoyable and safe rally. But at the head of the field, Callum Devine and Nolo Sullivan lead from Marion Evans and Jared Conway as the Skoda ahead of the Yaris. 7 seconds is the difference, and there's three more stages to get underway shortly here on the Donegal International Rally.